We have already an ongoing response in those area, and we are already distributing, for example, fishery equipment, as we know that many of those population are living in swampy area.
Could you highlight more on the distribution of fishery equipments? How many has the organization so far given out to the population?
I can say that in specifically in the area of Mayendit, Leyr, Kotch, we have already distributed 8,000 fishery kit, but additional are coming. In total, FAO is planning to distribute 150,000 kit in 2017. We have procured those kit already some time ago, but you know that the delivery coming from China is taking long. It's taking between 7 and 8 months. As the warehouse in Juba, the warehouse of FAO in Juba has been looted in July, we needed to replace all the equipment, and the delivery is still coming now. So we will be able to distribute additional equipment in the coming weeks.
Is this part of the direct response to the recently announced farming situation, or it is a planned program for FAO?
You know, FAO is in South Sudan for many years. We have a regular plan, and we are already implementing this plan. We are distributing crop seed, vegetable seed, fishing equipment in the framework of the emergency program. And due to the current crisis, we are planning to scale up this plan. The figure I give you is a minimum, is a regular plan, but we are planning to have more distribution in the coming weeks and coming months just to adapt our delivery based on the current situation. What is important to know is the fact that we have program everywhere in the country, and in particular in equatorial area, because it's a very important area for crop production in South Sudan. And due to the conflict in 2016, we have a big problem in this area, and we have a low production. Farmers are not anymore in the plot, and definitely, as soon as the security situation will improve, we will support the farmer to return to the land and continue cultivation of the land, because it's very important to have a local production. The food aid will cover partially the gap we have for the time being for food and security, but we need also to have an increase of the local production and a support of the market to mitigate the current situation. Food aid will not be able to supply food everywhere. There is a logistic capacity, and there is also limit in terms of funding.
How is the distribution of the fishing kit going to help address some of the issues related to farming?
You know, last Saturday I went to Ganiel, and we met people who were coming from Leyr and Mayendit area. They were coming really from remote area. And in those areas, in the remote village, people are only surviving by eating water lily and some other white grass. So they cannot survive only with this type of food. Fishery will help them to find additional food, protein, for example, and to have a better balanced food ration. Of course, it's not sufficient. We need still to have more than that and to have food distribution and things like that. But don't forget that due to the current security situation in this area, it's difficult for humanitarian actors to go everywhere. Humanitarian actors have been looted again last week in this area. That's not acceptable. We need to have a full access and a secure access everywhere to help the population. In other case, we will go to a disaster.
What is the plan to distribute seeds to farmers as they enter into the planting season?
We are planning to distribute something like 200,000 kits for crop seeds countrywide. And we are, of course, working a lot with partner, international NGO, but also local NGO. We have already the partner contracted countrywide, and the seed are coming in all warehouses. We are purchasing as much as possible local seed, but we have also to import few seed to have enough quantity. But we are also working with seed fair. So the seed fair, it's a mechanism that helps the producer to meet directly the beneficiary, and all the financial issues are managed by FAO and its partner. So it's a good support for the local production of seed, and it's a good support for the beneficiary.